Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 767. That is a lot. Can't believe I've actually done this 767 times and pretty much 767 days in a row. I have missed some days and then tried to double up on some ones, but I think the number of days or times I've done that is probably 10 or less. So I am pretty happy about myself. So toot toot as I toot my own horn. The topic today is Q&A, and the title is Should Everyone Sumo Deadlift? Now, this question was asked mostly in regards to powerlifting. However, this is applicable, it's a question that's applicable to aesthetic development and athletic development as well. So what is sumo deadlift? If you don't know, conventional deadlifts and sumo deadlifts are basically where you pick the bar up off the ground and you just stand up with it in your arms nice and long. So the bar just goes from the floor and you stand up and the bar is kind of at your waist with arms extended. So that is a deadlift. If that doesn't explain it well, just YouTube or Google deadlift and you'll get 40 bajillion images and videos. And that's what I'm talking about. So a conventional deadlift is when your feet are, for the most part, they're underneath your hips and your hands are kind of underneath your shoulders. And what this would represent is kind of the feet being inside the width of the hands. Now, even if you're a strongman competitor and you have a large torso and you have to take a wider stance, your hands are still going to be outside of your feet and your knee placement. So that's kind of a way to define conventional deadlift. What is a sumo deadlift? It's the opposite of that. The person stands with their feet very wide, usually wider, much wider than their shoulder width, and their hands are inside the width of their feet. So why would we do one versus the other? They offer us different stresses, different focal points. Traditionally, and there's going to be some variance here, so just let me, you know, give me some leeway as I explain some of the basics here. Traditionally, conventional deadlift is going to be more taxing on your lower back, but it's going to be less taxing on your hips. And I'll explain that in a second. Whereas sumo deadlift is the complete trade-off of that. It's less taxing on your lower back and more taxing on your hips. So that leads into what some of the benefits of actually doing sumo deadlifts are. In general, if you train for strength, you train for aesthetic development, you train for athletic development, you should do both positions. There are benefits both ways. The benefits of a sumo deadlift is it works on lateral hip strength. So it kind of gives you more strength and bracing support where your thigh comes up into your hip. So your hips just feel more secure, kind of stronger, more stabilized, more braced. And this is great for athletes because it gives you a lot of lateral movement, change of direction movement, that kind of stuff. So having a nice strong sumo deadlift allows you to absorb pressure when you're changing direction. Very, 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 very helpful. Yes. Now, athletic people. Aesthetic people. So people wanting to build muscles. It's good to do this because it helps to create the support for that joint that then allows the musculature of the thighs and the glutes to grow even bigger. Our muscles, our major kind of big, strong muscles, won't grow much larger. Really, they won't grow any larger than what a joint can support. So if a joint is very weak, the muscles around that joint will try to grow strong enough to kind of protect it. But if they're always anchoring off of the joint, they're going to be limited. So if the joint's very weak, the muscle can't create a big contractile force in yanking off the joint as brace and stability. So if it's weak, it's going to limit how much that muscle can output and therefore how much less muscle damage you'll get, how much less muscle activation. So it's going to really kind of hinder the development. Now, due to the trade-off in positions, sumo deadlift being less taxing on the lower back and more taxing on the hips, sumo deadlifts are really good for developing the glutes and the thighs. They're not going to do much to kind of like thicken out your lower back. So it's a good way to build glutes, build thighs, but not make your midsection any kind of larger. Now, a conventional deadlift, the alternative, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a big, you know, thick midsection, but it does require more stabilizing and bracing of the midsection, so those muscles do adapt by growing a little bit larger. When you see strength athletes like professional strongmen or powerlifters and they have big bellies, and you're like, oh my God, I don't want a conventional deadlift and look fat like that. They don't look fat like that because of a conventional deadlift. They look fat like that because they eat a shit ton of food, and they do conventional deadlift a shit ton of weight. They also squat a lot of weight and do a lot of other things with a lot of weight. So if you're, you know, 120-pound female, 140-pound female, and you see some guy who's 260, 250, or whatever, and he has a big belly, it isn't conventional deadlifts that gave him a big belly, okay? It's just going to be the fact that he's just a big dude, and he probably eats a lot of food. And even if they have relatively lean core, they're going to have very strong, thick, developed muscles to lift up very heavy weights. So if you know somebody who, if you see a video of somebody or a picture of somebody, and they're deadlifting like 600, 700, 800 pounds or more, they're going to have a very thick core because they have to stabilize and brace all that weight. If you are deadlifting, like, say, 225, 315, even up to 405, you won't develop a very thick core because of the change, the difference in relation of weight. Now, there is, when we consider lifting, a variable of weight compared to body weight. So somebody lifting twice their body weight versus somebody lifting, you know, 2.5 times their body weight. If somebody weighs 400 pounds and they deadlift 800 pounds, that's only twice their body weight. Is that equivalent to somebody who's 200 pounds lifting 400 pounds? No, it is not. It is not because there's a difference in what the 200 and the 400 pounds are. So the 200-pound person, the 400-pound person, the difference isn't solely just 200 pounds of muscle. There's bone mass, there's water weight mass, there's fat mass. There's also just the strain on connective tissues unrelated to body weight comparisons. 800 pounds is just harder to pick up than 400 pounds, regardless of how heavy you weigh. So this is something that if you are afraid of conventional deadlifting because you think it's going to give you a thick midsection, do not worry about that. You'll be fine. Now, if you're an aesthetic competitor, especially bikini, I would argue that if you don't want to really get into any kind of muscular development of your spinal erectors, your lower back, much more than what you need just to create the shape that you need. So sumo deadlifts is definitely going to be a better choice for you. But if you're a, you know, women's physique competitor, you do want to have some spinal erector muscle. You do want to have some good back density. And conventional deadlifts are great for that. So most people do not need to shy away at all from conventional deadlifts. They don't need to do exclusively sumo deadlifts. So any of the aesthetic categories, definitely any athletes, you definitely want to be doing sumo. Now, strength athletes. What this question of about sumo deadlift is, like, should everyone sumo deadlift? There was actually an interesting statement in the gym that was made on the day that I got the question about sumo deadlifts. Somebody in the gym, like these two guys, were talking, and someone said, I'm convinced everyone can pull more sumo. Meaning they're convinced that everybody's stronger in a sumo stance compared to a deadlift stance. No, they're not. That's stupid. And it's stupid because you can see world records in both positions. If that was true, that sumo deadlift was by far best, all the world records would be a sumo deadlift. So that's one. Also, just have some experience training people. So I've trained for 18 years. I've trained over 2,000 people. I taught the university over exercise physiology, and I trained over 500 students. And I will tell you flat out, without a doubt at all, no doubt whatsoever, that not everyone fits into a sumo deadlift position due to body anatomy. And even if you said, like, okay, well, maybe they don't have strong hips and they have a strong lower back. Well, that could be corrected. If they just spend more time doing sumo deadlift, eventually their hips will get stronger. True. But you can't change limb length. Some people are just built horribly to sumo deadlift. They have really long torsos, really short arms. They're absolutely screwed. Or if they have short arms, long femurs, there's a lot of body kind of structures that makes sumo deadlifts very, very difficult. So the person who said, I'm convinced everyone can pull more sumo, no, that's not true. So the reason why that's important to recognize is just because you see people doing something a lot on, say, Instagram, it does not mean that you need to do that. So if you see a lot of people pulling sumo and you try sumo deadlift and it's absolutely horrible and it's really uncomfortable and you don't like it, don't feel like you have to stick with that. That's absolutely stupid. Because everybody is different. And yes, you can change physical strengths over time, but you can't change anatomy over time. So there are world records in both positions. Do whatever position you feel comfortable in. I would argue, and I'll say down here lower a little bit in the conversation, is I would suggest you do both, but don't feel like you have to force one if it's ridiculously uncomfortable and causing a lot of pain. You have to take your time to maybe grow into a different position, but don't force something if it's causing a lot of hip pain, if it's causing a lot of lower back pain. Don't think you have to do something just because everybody else is doing it. That is a lesson for all of life, not only just sumo deadlifts, okay? So there are people I've trained in the past. They have very narrow hip sockets, so they can't have a very wide stance because it actually reaches the end range of their positioning. So they would be leveraging into connective tissue, which is just going to cause wear and tear and a lot of pain. That's why people who do a very upright torso, wide stance squat, when they're not built well for it, will have a shit ton of hip pain. All of a sudden, they have a lot of knee pain, and then they give up powerlifting because they said powerlifting, well, that's kind of hard on the body. No, lifting like a jackass and in wrong positions is hard on the body. Lift in a way that matches your body type. Now, that's hard to do in regards to like learning that right away, but work with somebody who knows that stuff. Don't work with a coach who makes everyone lift the exact same way. That's absolutely stupid. You can have universal concepts that everyone must try to focus on, okay, to be safe and be strong, but absolutely not all people should be lifting in the exact same squat stance, squat positioning. Absolutely not everybody should be lifting in the same sumo deadlift position. Again, this is common sense. Common freaking sense. Go watch any powerlifting meet. Go watch, you can watch on YouTube right now. Watch the world's heaviest deadlifts, okay? Like, I'm sure there's some kind of YouTube video about that, where you're trying to watch the world's heaviest deadlifts, like the strongest people. They all deadlift differently. Look at the squats. They all squat slightly differently. There are concepts that are the same, but not all of them are going to be in the same position. This is just unbelievable common sense that tells us that we have to find the positions that best match us. So please, do not think that everyone is strongest in sumo. Do not advise everyone that you talk to do sumo deadlifts just because something works for you. Maybe you love conventional deadlifts and you think conventional deadlifts are the best thing in the world and sumo deadlifts are bullshit and it's cheating. So don't force everyone into your opinion. Don't force everyone into what you do. Just because you do it, just because you enjoy it, you like it, it works for you, does not mean everyone else it's best for them. Okay? So, what should you do? Should you deadlift sumo? Yes. Should you deadlift conventional? Yes. Do both. Train using both positions. So I've developed both positions. I feel more comfortable in conventional. It matches my natural strengths. I have conventional deadlifted 700 pounds. I've even sumo deadlifted 600. I got to 600 in sumo deadlift because I wanted to be stubborn and force it, but it's not a very natural position for me. It causes a lot of hip pain. I have to be very careful in how I handle my squat volume because my squat mechanics are kind of similar in the stress they load into my hips. So I was very, very skinny. I know I'm 280 right now if you see me on Instagram, but at 18 years old, even after 2 years of lifting, I was only 165 pounds at 160 at 6 foot tall, and I had fat rolls on me. So I was a ridiculously thin, muscular, and like skeletal structure person. I didn't get much thicker over the years. I just put a crap ton of muscle over top of it. So sumo deadlift is very uncomfortable for me. It causes a lot of hip pain, and I do have very short upper arm bones. So my torso angle, whether I'm doing conventional or sumo, is no different. I don't have a more upright position in the sumo position than I do in the conventional. So the conventional gives me leg power, leg drive that the sumo does not. So there's no uprighted torso advantage for me doing sumo deadlifts. So if I have to have the exact same torso angle, I'd rather have my legs underneath me and drive through the floor. So that's why I like conventional deadlifts. Now, this is something that you can look at yourself, is take a picture from the side of you setting up for a conventional deadlift and setting up for a sumo deadlift. whichever one offers the more uprighted torso, you're probably going to want to develop that one, like really pay attention to it. It might be one that allows you to eventually lift heavier weight. Because in any deadlift, you eventually have to end the lift with an uprighted torso. So if you can start the lift with your torso already pretty uprighted, that's going to be a little bit of an advantage there. Now, a friend of mine just sent me a video of somebody who's 148 pounds pulling like high 600s, and it was sumo. Their feet super wide. Their body's pretty much upright. They lifted the bar about 2 inches off the ground. Now, I do have the opinion that that's pretty damn stupid. It's the same people who have arches and bench presses, and they're moving the weight like 2 inches. Now, who gives a shit whether I think it's stupid or not? Okay? You don't need to care about that. I think it's kind of odd that it's a sport based on who's strong enough to lift the most weight, but it actually turned into a sport of who can cheat the most. Who can cheat their position the most rather than just lifting the damn weight. So it's no longer on who's the strongest, it's on who can manipulate their position and cheat the most. And that's, to me, it just makes the sport kind of suck. I don't really like that aspect of it, is it's just kind of bullshit. They lost the sight of what the whole point of it is. But that's enough me ranting like a grumpy old dude. If I could, you know, stand super wide and deadlift 2 inches, would I have fun with that? Probably. I will tell you that I don't take advantage of certain positional options that I have available to me because I want to keep my muscles more engaged in the lifts. I want to be bigger, not only stronger, and I want to be lifting for a really long time. So I don't really want to have a lot of connective tissue injuries and strains. So I do skip out on some positional advantages I could have just because I want to have a longer career and I want to look good. I want to build some muscle. They're not major ones. I'm not saying I like, can magically, you know, lift like 3,000 pounds. It's a choice that I make in small, subtle ways on what's my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to be strong, but I also want to have good muscle development. I want to look like I lift. I also just want to be able to lift until I'm, you know, like 110 years old, basically. So I am okay with giving up a few pounds here or there, just so that way I can have a nice, long, healthy career of lifting weights. That's my choice. That does not mean that I'm quote-unquote right for you. You do what you want to do. But that is something I would consider doing, is develop both lifts. You'll find one develops a little bit faster than the other, so that's probably going to be your one that's more naturally stronger. So use that then when you compete, if you compete in powerlifting. If you don't compete and you're just an athlete, or you're just, not just an athlete, if you don't compete because you're an athlete in some other sport, there you go, that's a better way of saying it, or you're an aesthetic athlete, something like that, just develop both. And if you find one develops your physique or applies better to your sport, great. So it might be sumo, it might be conventional, who knows, who cares, just whatever's best for your purposes, do that. So, back to the statement of, I'm convinced everyone could pull more sumo. No. Let's move on from that. Should everyone sumo deadlift? Yes. But it doesn't mean they have to compete in a sumo deadlift if they find a conventional deadlift stronger and more comfortable. So, if you want help on this, if you would like help as to know which deadlift is best for you, and or whether you're deadlifting correctly to any degree, or if you want some advice, throw up a video on Instagram using the hashtag BigForumCheck, B-I-G, Forum Check, Big Forum Check, and we follow that hashtag. So if you post a video with that hashtag, we'll give you feedback for free. I'll just give you some feedback on your positioning, on technique review, you know, anything like that. So just use that, free help. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. That's my thank you to you listening to the podcast. So hopefully this was interesting for those who are interested in sumo deadlifts. It probably sounds like a PC answer because I've told you to do both and I didn't really kind of commit to one or the other. But I don't know you. I don't, like, every single individual person is going to know, like, have to find what's best for them. There is no universal answer. I think that's the best takeaway from this. You have to work and find what's best for you. Then what you feel comfortable with, develop the hell out of that and have fun with it. Don't feel like you have to do something just because everybody else is doing it. Okay? Apply that lesson in the gym and outside of it as well. If you want any help, if you have any questions, reach out to us. Our email is brewlinergym@gmail.com. We have free service. Right now we're doing free consultations for anybody interested. We recently did a podcast where we just talked with somebody, a live listener. It was podcast number 763, titled Live Consultation. And they told us what they were struggling with in regards to trying to reach their goals. And we told them how to address them and how to reach their goal. So if you want to participate in that, it's free consultation. We tell you everything you need to know for free. We record it so everybody else can learn from it. I think it's an awesome service. I wish somebody would have given me this when I was younger. I read every magazine and watched, I mean, every single freaking video I could ever get a hold of. So I've watched so many YouTube channels that have like 1,000+ videos, and I've watched every single one of them. I can tell you what somebody was wearing in one of the videos. So it's all I've ever done. It's what I love. If somebody would have offered me this back in the day, I'd have done it like a million times over, probably calling back and trying to use different voices all the time. So if you'd like to participate in that, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We schedule a phone call or Zoom meeting, and then we record it, and we have a lot of fun with it. So if you'd like to participate in that, let us know. Again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can also check out our other services, programming options, and things like that at our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Cool. Okay, that's all the commercial-y stuff. If you think the podcast is helpful, please, please share it. Really, please, please, please. Because it does help the podcast grow. It helps us get good information out into the world and help more people live a healthier, happier life, get rid of all the bullshit that's out there and get them to the good stuff, okay? So if you do like this podcast and you want it to keep going, please share it. You can share it on social media. You can share it in an email, text message, conversation, whatever. Just please, please, please share it. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you. So we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.